This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 25th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 19 hours after the Alderhay Hospital in Britain unplugged the ventilator of Alfie Evans against his parents' wishes, the 23-month-old has been breathing on his own with just oxygen and water, reports The Sun. Judge Anthony Hayden of the High Court of England and Wales refused to release Alfie Evans despite this development, claiming that the little boy has, quote, no sense of touch or taste or hearing, end quote. Paul Diamond, representing Alfie's family, argued that Alfie should be flown abroad with an air ambulance gifted by the Italian government ready to take him following support by Pope Francis. Tom Evans, the 21-year-old father, told hundreds of concerned citizens outside the hospital, quote, doctors need to know they are murdering my son. It's a straight-up clean execution. I won't stand back and allow you to do this, end quote. A Christian woman in Pakistan died on Sunday night, April 22nd, after a Muslim in the Sialkot area set her on fire for refusing to convert to Islam and marry him, reports Christian Headlines. Mohammed Rizwan Gujar poured kerosene on 25-year-old Asma Yaqub and set her on fire on April 17th, resulting in burns on 80% of her body. Impoverished Christian women in Pakistan, like Yaqub, are commonly pressured to marry Muslims with promises of a better life. Texas's 12th Court of Appeals ruled that a 2015 state law that criminalized the practice of posting intimate photos and videos from a previous or current relationship, popularly known as quote-unquote revenge porn, is allegedly unconstitutional, reports the Christian Post. The court said that the Relationship Privacy Act, which made revenge porn a misdemeanor, punishable with up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine, violated the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment by restricting expression based on the content of photographs and videos shared online. Isaiah 5:20 declares, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." When an ambulance showed up at the Little Rock, Arkansas Family Planning Abortion Mill, pro-life activist Mary Silfies was there to photograph the moment. Through a Freedom of Information Act request for the 911 records through the publicly funded ambulance company Metropolitan Emergency Medical, Operation Rescue learned from the heavily redacted audio recording that the young woman was a minor and suffered hemorrhaging and lacerations from her abortion. The recording contained a revealing question from the 911 dispatcher to the abortion mill caller, who asked about the availability of an AED, or an automated external defibrillator, a device used to check a patient's heart rhythm, which can send a shock to restore a normal heartbeat. It's also used in the event of a cardiac arrest, indicating she was in bad shape. Listen to a portion of the 911 call.
Hi, I need to request an emergency ambulance transport.
Sure. What's the address I need to come to?
4 Office Park Drive.
All right. And what room is the patient in?
She's in the procedure room with the doctor.
Oh, all right. And do you have AED there? All right. We got help on the way to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Astoundingly, over the past 19 years, the Little Rock Family Planning Abortion Mill has called 911 60 times. The Worldview spoke to Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue about why these incidents are frequent, but most of them are not publicized.
Well, I think the mainstream media has an agenda that is promoting of abortion, and so they don't want to cover any kind of news that makes the abortion industry look bad. And the ambulances at these abortion clinics and some of the patient deaths that we've uncovered make the abortion industry look bad. Therefore, it's never going to make the mainstream news.
And finally, the Michigan State Police brainstormed a unique way to help a man who was threatening suicide on a highway overpass. After closing all lanes of 696 in both directions, they urged 13 semi-trucks to park directly underneath the bridge to help shorten the fall, reports Fox 2 Detroit. In God's providence, after 3 hours of negotiation, the man did not jump and walked off the bridge safely. If you or a loved one is feeling suicidal, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Psalm 34:18 reminds us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, April 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.